Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
The all-girl party, so the optional. Me and your girlfriend playing dress up in my house.
That's right!
If your girlfriend couldn't link it so
much. Yes! Stephanie? Is that Stephanie's anthem? Yeah, I hate you, bitch, you pussy. What up?
Kawaii,
sexy titties. Like,
that excite me.
Steph's like, what song is that? Added to my Spotify. Subscribe.
She's like, remix. And the vibrator on.
She's like, she's not coming back. Until I send her to the streets.
Ring, ring, the streets.
It's Mrs. Steal Your Girl.
Welcome back to another week of the Astrologers.
Hi,
guys.
I can't believe she put that fucking clip in again, yo. When I heard despunk those eye fucking
balls,
I almost veered off the road. I'm like, people are probably like, what the fuck? And then you hear, despunk your balls. So I got a story. Like, just moving along. Nothing to see here. Don't worry. Like, she just bops in the cock destroyers and doesn't tell us, and I'm listening, and I'm like, I'm fucking deceased. Like, I'm done.
The best. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Despunk those fucking balls. What if you went up to a guy and go, let me despunk you? Disgusting.
Let me despunk that pussy.
Ooh.
Imagine. Some people be saying some shit that just makes me shrivel the fuck up.
Oh, which we're gonna get into later in the polls and hoes, because we got a lot to talk about in these streets. Let me tell you, baby.
You people are weird.
That's suspicious. That's fucking weird. Yo, honestly, this week we had so many fucking amazing things happen, yo.
What?
Tons. Like, tons.
Bro. Like... So we posted a meme about a month ago, and for some reason this full moon, that bitch went off and she was motherfucking running.
She went the fuck off.
Tell me why Gabrielle Bernstein, who wrote The Universe Has Your Back and also has the tarot, the oracle card deck, reposted us. Kyle fucking Gray, who wrote Raise Your Vibration, reposted us.
Yep.
Yo, we
But Gabby Bernstein didn't just repost us on her story. She actually reposted it on her page.
And she followed us.
Yeah. And followed us.
And we I had a fangirl moment. I was like, I have your book. I have your deck. Oh, my God.
You do have your deck. And I'm shuffling every morning.
I even Raise Your Vibration. I've read it. I'm like, holy shit. Grab my tits. What the fuck?
All right.
Dude, on fucking Facebook, we have 1.6. 69 million reaches from our content. Like, that is crazy.
Insane. It's like mind-blowing.
We had a Facebook page for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
6K already.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And it just keeps going off.
And even the comments.
Non-stop. Everything.
The gram, we gained 800 followers in 3 days. Like, it's just growing. Like, we love you guys. Thank you. Like, this is like a dream come true. I'm about to get real corny out here. I'm about to simp. Like, this is fucking beautiful. Like, we had this little vision. Yeah. And to see this shit happen, it just blows my fucking mind. Like,
every week.
It really does.
Like, every week, I feel like we have more and more wins. And it's just getting better and better. And the sky's the limit.
Exactly.
Knock, knock, knock. It's the Astrologers! Coming to suck your dick.
Maybe.
Eat that wop.
Keep your nose unlocked.
Open up. We also added another country this week, too.
España.
Olé!
Spain.
Yeah, we added Spain, which is fucking beautiful.
That's amazing.
Too. I was like, hey, Spain, how you doing? If you're still listening, let me eat your dick. What? I'm kidding.
She's not getting.
Hello?
We're not getting. None of us getting.
It's Tarsus season. We eating everything out in these streets.
I know that.
But yo, this week was really fucking beautiful. Like, to see this. Oh my God. I love that you guys love this. Like, this is crazy.
I know,
like, it's
insane.
Beautiful. And the fact that it blows up. Like, I want to cry. Gemini sun.
Virgo moon. Capricorn rising.
He's going to shed a little tear out
Gemini
here.
Gemini Mercury.
All right. Don't be ruining my
Leo.
Government. Leo everything else.
Mickey nice.
But you know, thank you guys so much. We love that you engage with our content, and we just feel booked and blessed. No, I'm kidding.
Booked, busy, blessed, and busting our ass, though.
Hello. Busting my ass. I got green hair now, baby. I'm Medusa.
Oh, yeah. And she got green hair.
I dyed the top of my head green. Oh, loving it. It's a mood. It's a vibe.
It
I am
really
Medusa.
Is.
turning motherfuckers into stone. Mm.
That's it. Hot girl summer.
I'm so happy Espana tuned in.
I know.
Hey, what's up, what's up? How you doing?
Spanish music we can play.
To everyone tuning in from Spain, los queremos mucho.
Te amo, te amo. Hola.
Come away, stores.
They backed out. They left. They said goodbye. They said this bitch.
If you guys ever have any questions, one of us here speaks Spanish, so we got you.
And there's two Spanish people here, but I don't. I don't. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm New Yorkian. I'm lucky I speak English at this point.
I'm Indian and Portuguese, so I don't speak Spanish, but I say a little bit of Portuguese. Bon dia. That's it.
Oh, and I'm Colombian and Puerto Rican. And I speak it perfectly.
Damn! I'm surrounded by Puerto Rican girls.
Hey, Puerto, and that's why we both got fat asses, too. What up with that? Boricua. Hey. You know, if you guys want to stay tuned in with us and know, like, what we're posting, what we're up to, episodes, yada, 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 also to partake in the polls, we do have other socials that you can follow, which are...
We're literally everywhere.
Mr. Worldwide Pussy.
We are on Instagram at @_astrologers. We are on Twitter at @theastrologers. Mm-hmm. We are on Facebook at, not even at, @theastrologers. We are on TikTok at @theastrologer.
We everywhere.
We everywhere.
These pussies is all over.
Do you know what? We rub those fucking balls in our mouths. They will fucking teabag you.
So we're going to go into some astrological events to start the episode. Now, we spoke about this last week. Mercury is going to go into Gemini, which it will be living in for quite a while. It's parking its fat ass there. You know it thrives there. And we will be having a retrograde, which we will be going into next week because that's the motherfucking Gemini. Suck my dick, Stephanie.
I'm on my knees.
Ooh. It's the best season of all. Y'all know y'all not fucking lying. It's Gemini season episode, bitch. You know the Gemini's thriving. I'm happy. You got a Gemini moon and Mercury, baby, and a Venus. You about to thrive with your penis. What? Venus. Let me touch your penis. So, you know, it's going to be there for the next few weeks. We're not going to divulge too much into that tonight because I'm not going to talk about the retrograde because it's happening during Gem season. So stay tuned, motherfuckers. Mm-mm. Also, Venus on the 8th, as we said previously, is going into Gem. But, you know, it's time to get social. It's time to get fun. And it's time to spend too much money.
That's it. Let's go.
You know, we went over it a lot more last week, so we're not going to reiterate it. But I feel like Venus and Gemini and the weather changing, that shit is kicking off hot girl summer, bitch.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
The streets are calling. I'm picking up. So on the 13th, Jupiter is going into Pisces. Now, Jupiter represents growth, prosperity, and expansion. And it's going to be living here till the 28th of June. Now, this is actually the second ruler of Pisces, as it once ruled Pisces before Neptune was founded. Now, think about it like this. You're going to be sailing through the seas of the collective change, but this will give you a time to recover and come back to shore. You might find yourself and others creating and directing from more of a soulful place nurtured by your inner voice and your inner emotions. You also may want to dive deeper into your inner seas and find the answers within to grow and move forward in life. Mm-hmm. During this time, the Taurus Sun also connects with Neptune in Pisces. The 13th will be a great day and the 14th for manifestation. Embrace that Pisces energy and dream fucking big. Go off. The physical world meets the spiritual world. Feel it, sit with it, and manifest, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Basically, the keywords are prosperity, optimism, empathy, open-mindedness, and adding some fluidity into our lives. May's astrological events, which we're going to get into next week on the Gem app, are super fucking life-changing vibes. We're talking Jupiter and Pisces, fucking Mercury retrograde in Gem, and also eclipse season, bitch. Oof. It's about to get real in these streets.
What?
I'm excited. I'm wet. What? But you know, we just want to say happy new moon because we know the new moon just passed. How y'all feeling?
I feel good. You know, just been manifesting a lot of romantic shit. My Lord.
The Taurus is manifesting romance on her birthday for me.
That's right.
Let's see what happens. Plant the seeds. You going to garden, baby?
I'm trying to plant the seeds and water my wop. What?
What? What are your waffles or your wop? No, I'm kidding.
Waffles.
I don't like your waffles.
Gross.
But, you know, did you enjoy your birthday?
It was good. You know, I did a lot of meditation. A lot of
masturbation.
Yeah, you know, all of that. Ooh. All of the above.
Nah, we have mad fucking fun. We thrive, bitch. Yeah, we thrive. We thrive during these Taurus birthdays.
We thrive.
I love how all our birthdays are, like, clustered. It's like Stephanie, Nikita, then Angel.
Angel.
Woo. Hello. No, she's a dick rider.
But I'm done with honestly, bitch. I'm celebrating all month. So, you know, we're going to have some adventures, all of us.
Of mm-hmm. course, all month long. My birthday starts June 1st and it doesn't end until the end. That's so right. If you want to claim May, bitch, you claim May.
I claim May.
You claim May. You should have claimed April. You fucked up. You could have been all week, all month. It's all my birthday. Yeah. It's my birthday. June 2nd. It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's my season.
It's my the day of my birth.
Day of my birth.
Birth.
Birth. But, you know, that concludes this week's astrological events. I think we should get into some sloot.
Sloot boo.
Sloot boots. Sloot boots.
Sloot boot.
What we got this week?
Oh, boy.
Nikita, I think you got a little short, funny one for us that's pretty wild.
I sure do. I got a really crazy slut butt from an Aries friend of ours.
Ooh.
You know him. You know him. What's up, fucker?
What's up, fucker? I know you.
Charlie.
Charlie, you're a bad dog. It's an inside joke, guys. You know all dogs go to heaven? Yeah.
Charlie, you're a bad dog.
You be knowing. He knows. It's an inside joke, guys. But so what's the story?
When he was around in his early 20s, so he had a girlfriend at the time who was a Sagittarius.
Oh, God, it's the two fire signs.
Oh, God, it's correct. Oh, Lord.
Why he told me she tried to run him over when they broke up.
Hello?
I said, hello.
I'm fucking done.
She's not lying. She should have hit the pedal harder.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking done. Vroom, vroom. He had a favorite game to play. It was Donkey Kong Country.
Okay. That's an old game.
Old game. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, early 20s. This is like a century ago. So while he's playing the game, he decides, let me have some
some booty?
Let me have some sex with this girl.
While he plays.
He's fucking her from the back, anal.
Pumping?
Pumping and chumping, playing the game.
No. What? So he's just fucking this bitch in the ass playing the game.
Playing like, the game. Playing the game. Finishes the level, and they both come.
What the fuck?
I'm deceased. It's the Aries and Sagittarius.
Like, let's play this game and do anal. Like, what?
Hello?
Like, that's suspicious.
So they not only finished that level, but they finished their own levels, too.
They were like, level up. Level up. Get the bananas. Donkey Kong. Donkey Schlong.
Donkey Schlong.
I'm not mad at that.
That is my slut butt for the week. Angel, what kind of slut butt you got for me this week?
Let me tell you something. I got a slut butt that is just... I had said I was with the Leo, which we've heard his stories before.
Of course, of course.
I was like, God, I've really had like a dry week. I really need a slut butt. Do you have anything? He goes, well, nothing really crazy happened. I mean, I don't really have a slut butt, but when I stayed in the city, I fucked 5 people. I said, what? I said, give me that. I ran and I grabbed my notebook. I said, write it. Right, gotta write it. So now it's not Leo, it's Leho.
Leho.
Now remember, this is a Leo that has not been hoeing for quite a while. So he has a Rolodex of dick on Grindr, the favorites list.
That's it.
You know, Grindr culture basically is basically like Tinder. 80% of the times you'll talk and then you'll float off.
Yeah.
20% of the time you'll meet up. All of a sudden, every fucking Rolodex wants to meet up. So that's why this Leo's just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm like, you went from not hoeing to Miss Mary Poppins of dick. Fucking the umbrella's cocks. So let me set the scene for you. Grindr Chronicles. Thursday, city arrival. Two guys message. They want to play. They're like a couple are hooking up. One top. One's a top and one wants a blowy. Not even so a face picture, just body pictures. He arrives. They're naked. One answers the door naked, fully erect. The other one's laying in bed, fully erect. This Leo got Eiffel Towered. Sucking some dick. Getting fucked in the ass.
Oh,
okay, I'm not mad. And they both came at the same time, double feature.
I'm not mad at that.
Right, I'm not mad at either.
That's
Thursday. Now, Friday.
Oh, Lord.
What we got for Friday?
One of the favorites, Rolodex dick. Guy was a top. He went in on that pussy, that ass pussy, that boy pussy. He fucking fucked his ass so hard that the Leo was getting nervous. His cheeks were hurting. Like the guy was really rough, and it wasn't like a quickie. It was like over an hour. He was like boom, boom, boom. I was like, yes, honey.
Oh, Lord.
And like literally, like the guy came to his hotel, and then after was like, okay, have a great night, bye. Also Friday, another double feature.
Oh, stay tuned.
So he comes across this very kinky guy. Now, there's this thing in the gay community called anonymous sex, where you'll be in a dark room and your partner will roll up, like the dominant, will roll up. You'll be ass in the air, on your hands and knees. Either the room is pitch black or you have a blindfold. Ooh. Right? And like the person just comes in, fucks you, and leaves.
I'm That's intrigued.
It. Yeah, it's kind of hot.
I'm intrigued.
A little weird, but a little hot. I'm like, if y'all come in next time and the room's dark, you know where to find me. Just go to the bed. You see cheeks, mind your business, do the work.
I'm ready.
Ooh! Double stuffed Oreo day, I'm calling Friday, because it was a double theme. Oh, so the guy comes to the hotel. The Leo darkens the room, pitch black, hands and knees, ass in the air, door unlocked, comes in. First of all, the guy had bags, so the Leo's getting nervous, like, looking, like, is he going to fucking kill me? Like, I don't know what's going on, whatever. Ends up, the guy fucks him, says, okay, thanks, bye, and just grabs his shit and leaves. That's it.
Okay, have a great day.
Whatever. It was weird and hot, he said. He was kind of into it. Never did that before. So now, Saturday afternoon, now the Leo is kind of into the anonymous. He wants to try it. He wants to top in anonymous. Hmm. So he finds this very hot, older, muscular bottom. That's into it, whatever. So he rolls up to the crib. The guy's on his hands and knees, ass in the air with a full blacked out gimp mask. So Ooh. No eyes, no mouth, just Damn. Like a hood, Ooh. Wearing a hood, right?
Okay.
So the Leo comes in, ate his ass, fucked him. Now the bottom was very verbal, like, I'm just a fucking hole. Give it to me. Fuck me. And the Leo served the business. Then after he's done, slaps him on the ass, says thanks, pulls up his pants and goes bye. And now at this point he was all sexed out, so he went and he like got some ice and had a couple drinks at the room, and you know, went from no dick to that. Hasn't fucked in a year. All of a sudden he's catching cocks like fucking Mario,
left and right,
like Mario Kart shells. Bing 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 bing.
Oh my god.
Do we love or do we love?
I'm fucking intrigued by this. Like the whole dark room, anonymous the gimp mask. Sex? What? Like,
what the kinda hell?
Hot, right? Kinda hot.
I'm gonna roll into a dark room and just do God knows what.
She's like, I'm gonna go eat an ass. I don't even know what you look like. So yeah, that's my slut butt. He's like, I don't really have a slut butt, but I fucked 5 people in 3 days. And I banged guys in blindfolds and dark. I'm like, what? You don't consider that a slut butt?
He's like, it was a very average weekend. He's like,
it was child's play.
That's, I fucking love him.
I know. I fucking love him. I love him. He's fucking hilarious. Kills me. But you know, that concludes this week's Sloot Boots. Hope you guys enjoyed. So this week, we're going to talk about
Uranus.
Oh, daddy.
Put it in my...
Hello?
Hello, I've had a couple shots.
Oh SOS. My gosh. Oh, Lord.
That was funny as fuck. Let me see Uranus. What's Uranus? Oh my god, Nikita's bending over. Okay.
How do you like my boho? Anyways. Thank you.
Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss to that asshole. It winked at me.
Blew some air. No.
You know, back to the subject of
Uranus.
Dang.
Ooh. Here we are back at it again, covering another planet.
Ooh.
This time, we are going to talk to you about Uranus.
Your anus. Anyone who's driving that has this loud with the windows open is like, oh my god, they keep saying anus.
Oh god, they keep saying anus.
Sorry, now, baby, it's Uranus. I want to touch Uranus.
I want to tickle it. Now, since Uranus is an outer planet and can take about 84 years to complete a cycle through the 12 signs, Ooh. Not only is Uranus slow, but it tends to turn retrograde a bit and bounce back and forth, thus extending the time frame it takes. So, with that being said, we will be doing this one a little different. We will only be touching on a few, pretty much the age range of our listeners for now. But we will be going over the planet and the deets about it first. So let's get into some of your anuses.
Show me your anus.
Bending over.
Ooh.
So before we dive into the signs, let's talk a little bit more about this planet. Now, as we said before, this is a generational planet, which means it's not so much on the personal, but more on a collective level. Mm. Think like your age group and those within the range of it. Chances are you will have the same Uranus as all your homies.
Ew.
So please take a shot every time we say Uranus if you're sipping on some drinks.
You might black coffee. Out. You might have a heart attack. I don't know. Be careful. I'm black guy. Say Uranus a lot.
Uranus.
Now, this planet is known as the Awakener. Since its aspects and transits usually bring shocks and changes, it's also how we invent, think, breakthroughs, and insights. Fun fact, the planet was named Uranus after Uranus, the god of the sky and the heavens. who was actually Saturn's Zaddy.
Ooh. Zaddy.
Ooh.
Ooh, Zaddy.
That came out real good.
Okay, SpongeBob.
That was really good.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob. Leader.
Now, Uranus rules Aquarius, so it makes sense this planet embodies change and forward thinking. It dislikes the energy of tradition and embraces individuality.
Sexy.
Now, when Uranus has a beneficial aspect in one's birth chart, it grants flexibility, originality, and intellect, and independence. It donates direct knowledge and can make one a very unconventional person who is super innovative and able to make changes. When it has an unfavorable aspect in a birth chart, it can create an unusual vibe or a person who is often misunderstood. They can come off a bit moody or hypersensitive and bitter to those who oppress them.
Smash the patriarchy.
And as you guys know, and we've said this before, the house does matter. But since we haven't discussed houses yet, and we will, we don't want to overwhelm you guys. So we'll be combing back over this later. We're just going to comb over some signs today, but if you want to look further into this, we will still help.
So some fun facts about this planet before we dive into the signs we're covering today. It is associated with the color electric blue.
Ooh.
The parts of the body are the pineal gland, that third eye toe, and the circulatory system.
Ew.
The metal it correlates with is copper, and the crystals for Uranus are turquoise and malachite.
Fucking love electric blue. Me I love too. Any kind of blue.
I got bluish hair now. Hey, she gonna rip it out and fucking put green. In a bag. It's blue green, babe.
It's emerald.
Now, like we said before, we are only covering a few of the signs in Uranus since it takes a fuck long time to go through. There's no need to talk about your grandmother's Uranus. She ain't listening unless you're putting her on. LOL.
Yo, imagine grandmas are tuning in.
I would love. The highest age we have is like in the 60 range. I don't know who listened, but I'm like, hey, it's the age of Aquarius. Yep. So we're going to be combing over the early 20s to 40s. That is our main viewing range. Now, Nikita, take it away with the first one.
First up, we got Uranus in Scorpio.
You got hemorrhoids? No, I'm kidding.
Do I?
Bitch, you mad.
Uranus influences the capacity for boldness in all areas of life. But whether you're male or female Scorpios, its influence may increase the masculine energies that would cause the repression of your emotional life.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm, I
the
see
battling.
That. Battling. If this occurs, my fellow Scorpio Uranuses.
Anus.
Will need to watch that there are no sudden bolts of unearthed lightning by paying attention to your emotional needs. You may believe in breaking through some of the inhibitions or taboos related to power dynamics, mortality, sexuality, and even self-knowledge. Despite the need for progress, you may be very stubborn and set in your ways. You may even challenge authority or rules and laws in place only if you feel like they're limiting your progress. Seeking to revolutionize the ways that you view your intimate relationships with others and yourselves, or to awaken others to new thinking in these areas. All of our Uranuses are in Capricorn.
Cap Zaddy! Because it went retrograde, went back. Like, so we all got Zaddy Uranus.
Zaddy.
We all got Zaddy assholes.
Zaddy.
What?
No. Uranus and Sagittarius.
Uranus.
Sag.
Lick my ass, what?
Hello?
Okay.
Eat my butt. Eat my butt. Peg me.
What? Fuck me. Bitch, I'm gonna get pegged and fucked.
Uranus highlights Sagittarian individuality.
Love that.
Especially in the area of independent thought.
Mm.
In adverse circumstances, Uranus may have a disrupting influence, especially in the area of philosophical, spiritual, or intellectual thought, so that they insist on idiosyncratic rather than insightful ideas.
Okay, pulling out the big words, bitch. I see you. Okay, bitch. She said, I'm going to get real philosopher on your pussy.
That's right.
I said, okay, doctor. Eat me up.
Awareness of this can be worked to the advantage in the individual devoted to personal development. You may challenge authority or rules and laws in place only if you feel they are limiting your progress. Seeking to change the ways we view others, different cultures, and belief systems, you're most interested in making changes, innovating, and updating traditions related to beliefs, the seeking of meaning, freedom of speech and thought, philosophies, attitudes, religion, cultures, education, spirit and vision.
Go the fuck off.
Mm, go off. Go off. You seek more freedom in or through these areas, and you don't feel much need to conform.
Love that. Now, the next up is the most common one. A lot of us have this that listen to the pod. It is Uranus and Capricorn. I'm getting Capricorn. Can we just say that one episode, Stephanie said Capricorn, and we cut it out, but it was really funny. So now Capricorns are known as Capricorns. So as you guys know, this is the most common age group. We actually all here have Uranus and Capricorn because it spent a fuck ton of time there.
Yep.
So Uranus and Capricorn reinforces Capricorn's tendency towards rational, cool, and conservatism. When they need to be able to express emotions, they usually keep it under strict control. However, Uranus is the planet that is able to encourage transformations, and Capricorn's practicality may see an opportunity to hasten slowly in a conscious cooperation with inner change. You're most interested in making changes, innovating, and updating fucking traditions related to government, management, rules, laws, career, business, and responsibility, and motherfucking authority. You seek more freedom in or through these areas, and you don't feel the need to conform. You may believe in breaking through some of these inhibitions or taboos related to these instilled traditions, formalities, and structure. Despite the need for progress, you can be very stubborn and set in your motherfucking ways in true Cap Daddy fashion. You may challenge authorities or rules in your place only if they are no longer serving a good purpose or if they are limiting you. And if you're seeking to revolutionize the way you manage your lives and societies, as well as our careers, this is a highly resourceful placement. Uranus and Cap wants motherfucking change. How do y'all feel?
I feel ahead.
And I feel like a lot of our generation, especially the past year, like they're standing up. They want change. They want this. Yep. They want that. Like, this isn't working. This isn't working. This isn't working. And people are vocalizing that. And I'm like, Uranus and Capricorn, go the fuck off.
Yeah, this is a generation of change. As you said, exactly, change.
Like Age of Aquarius, Uranus and Cap, we want motherfucking change. This isn't working. Everyone, we want everyone to be nice. Make it nice. See everybody.
Make it nice.
Moving along to another anus.
All right, Uranus and Aquarius. So Uranus is Aquarius's ruling planet, which inspires independence, nonconformist thinking, individuality on the one hand, and on the other, it can promote disruptive or rebellious tendencies, eccentricity, and stubbornness. Positive energies from Uranus are able to strengthen natural humanitarian proclivities. It's the humanitarian vibes for me.
It's the big words for me. Woo. Slapping on me, air sign.
And to draw the individual back from isolation by inspiring changing habits in this regard. You're most interested in making changes, innovating, and updating traditions related to technology, friendship, community, individuality, and fraternity. You seek more freedom in or through these areas, and you don't feel the need to conform.
Go on.
You're ready to rebel if need be. You can feel compelled to break through some of the inhibitions or taboos related to cooperating, connecting, and interacting. Despite the need for progress, you can be very stubborn and set in your ways in these areas. Damn, it's the Uranus all stubborn for me.
I wish I had my aqua in this. I mean,
Uranus in this.
I wish I had my Uranus in this. This is a vibe. This is a mood. This is a moment.
That's what I'm saying. You believe in openness to new ideas and free thought. You have a strong interest in new technologies, the power of science, and the importance of communication.
You know, it's funny. A lot of the kids younger than us.
I was just going to say. Yeah. All Gen Z right now. Currently, I'm sure, right?
Majority of Gen Z
are Uranus and Aquarius, and you can see that they're not conforming. They're just completely different.
They're like, fuck the system. Yep. I want to change.
Yep.
We're, like, advocating it, and they're, like, fucking pulling through and backing it up. Like, change, change, change. Let's motherfucking go.
I love it.
Take it away, stuffy shoes.
Ooh,
stuffy shoes.
She said your whole government.
It's so funny. They would call me that in high school.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shoes.
Steffi, shoes back.
She'll shove a shoe up your ass.
Tell her friends.
And
ooh,
more.
Oh.
Uranus and Pisces. Uranus will not usually exert a strong influence.
It's a weak anus.
Unless it features Pisces' personal houses, like the house of self. Which is the first house.
Your first house.
Which we will dive into, but its influence may assist during times of personal growth, particularly encouraging independent thought. You're interested in making changes, innovating, and updating traditions related to spirituality.
Rose-colored glasses.
Compassion, religion, the arts, and attitudes towards mental health. You seek more freedom in or through these areas, and you don't feel the need to conform or follow the rules to the letter. You're ready to rebel if fucking needed.
Go off, bitch.
Go off.
Mm. You can feel compelled to reach through some of the inhibitions or taboos related to mental or emotional health, non-material values, devotion, and compassion. Despite the need for progress, you can be very stubborn in your ways in these areas. Mm. You believe in revolutionizing our attention to the non-material plane. Your art, lifestyle, and taste are on the unique, original, and layered side. This is a highly intuitive placement. Typical Pisces, super intuitive.
Mm-hmm. So even the generation younger than Gen Z.
And old, like younger Gen Z. Like,
younger Gen Z, the new Gen Z. What are the Gen...
Motherfucking whatever.
Whatever Gen it is. But they're also advocating for, you know, revolution.
For change.
Spirituality. Yeah. Like, more of this becoming a topic of talking about mental health, mm-hmm. this, that. And it's becoming more accepted, more known. So I really love this for all of us.
They're talking about things that, like, the older generations refuse to, like, talk about or acknowledge.
Like, sexuality, mental health, anything. Like, they're bringing it up where it's like, hey, maybe not everyone's just, like, girl or boy straight. Like, maybe we're this. Or maybe not everyone's, like, mental health-wise fine. Like, it's becoming more open where it's comfortable to speak about, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad. How do you guys feel about uranuses?
I love that my anus is just such zaddy vibes.
Yeah, we have zaddy anuses.
We do.
We're the daddies that are straight. Helping
me. No, I'm kidding. I'm thinking like
we're the daddies causing structure.
The man ass. We're like, we're breaking the chains, and I feel like the younger ones are gonna come in and like fucking like clean house. So we're like starting it, like we're tipping the domino, and they're gonna come in and knock that shit off. And yep. I fucking love that. Fuck the system. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Fuck my ass. What?
LA.
No, but I love seeing it. Like people just going for change
and advocating for others and standing up. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
It really is.
Like, we needed this energy, and it's the age of Aquarius, and our anuses are popping out. But you can see with the generations, like, the millennials are kind of like, nah, let's shift this, and then Gen Z's like, I'm blue, baba dee, like, they're just wild. And then the ones after are as well, and I just feel like it's going to start this domino effect of changing in society and the matriarchy, whatever, like, it's going to start to kind of domino down and trickle through the system where people are like, fuck this. I'm saying something.
Yeah, people aren't scared anymore to open up mm-hmm. and talk.
It's generational, so it's like all of us. We all feel this energy. We all want to do this. So I think it's just beautiful. Like Uranus, it's not personal. Except actually Uranus is personal, but the planet isn't personal. But I feel like collectively it's beautiful to see the trickle down. If you look at what's going on, especially now, you can see the energy and it's fucking sick. Like, what's up?
I love it.
I love it. This easy rain has come clean house.
So moving on from our anuses. We're gonna go on to the poles and hoes.
There's some poles in this house.
Yeah.
There's some holes in this house.
I said certified idiot.
Yes.
Our first poll was, and we're correlating back to last week, what's your Saturn sign and how do you feel about it? We had somebody say, Pisces, and I love it. Nikita, she like you. Y'all ain't been through your Saturn sign.
I love it, I love it, I love it.
Someone else said, my Saturn is in Leo, and I know nothing about it. Someone else said, Aquarius. I don't know how to feel about it. A Gemini said, Aqua, and I think I love it. I don't know. A Sag said, Cap. I mean, I do love that fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else said, Libra. I don't know.
Then we had, have you gone through your Saturn return yet? We got quite a few no's. And then we got just started it this year.
Me too.
Ooh.
I'm in it right now.
And send help.
Send help, please. Fall in the void. Fall in the void. No, but I felt a shift in my life, in my Saturn return, where I'm more like structured and like eliminating what does not serve and trying to focus on what's going to come in. And mm-hmm. Saturn's about that. It cleans house. So I'm very much in that space right now. Throw out the garbage. Basura.
Yeah. I think I'm the only one here that has gone through their Saturn return. Mm. And let me tell you, that shit will knock you off your tits fucking socks.
Tits and pickles. Tits and pickles.
Yeah, don't say that to me.
This is the piskies. You're gonna die.
Like I said in the previous episode, if you're not listening to the universe will make you fucking listen.
The universe
listen.
Will strap up and yeah. fucking raw dog you no lube anally.
Till you fucking listen.
And you're like, okay. Yeah. I'm not in that daddy.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding when I say that. We had another person say, I don't know, maybe I did. December 19th, 1989.
Yes, the fuck you did.
You did with that with me.
Bitch, you was going through it.
Love Jesus. Love Jesus. Love Jesus. Love Jesus. Then the next question we have was, what's the weirdest sext you ever got and their sign? We had an Aquarius say, I don't know, a lot of Scorpios would tell me if they were jerking off to my Facebook profile pic. I was fully clothed. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's I want to know how many Scorpios.
Yeah, how many Scorpios, baby?
How many Scorpios does it take to get to the center?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, we didn't get that many for this one, but I think we all have a personal one that we could talk about.
Yes, we do.
I got a sext from a Capricorn that said, I had a dream I split that pussy open like a pistachio nut. I said, what? Like, I think my pussy hobo bag waited for the bus, left town, it's in Ohio, my vagina's gone. I'm currently a Barbie doll, no pussy.
Why do people think it's okay to say these things?
And like, then I got another one. Wait, I have two.
Oh my God.
So I just dyed my hair green, the top. Oof. You know,
gorgeous. Gorge,
love it. Love living for it. I had a Tarsus say,
it wasn't me or Nikita.
It was not me.
It was Nikita.
It wasn't me.
I want to see that hair when I eat your pussy. First of all, do you think I have a bush and the carpets match the drapes? Because no, we're bald eagles down there. Okay. Side note. First of all, if you're looking at my hair while you eat my pussy, not focusing on the task at hand.
So, precisely yeah. that.
I got two. Too
precisely,
but I said hello.
Oh boy!
What is you doing, people?
What is you doing? Like
they ain't doing enough.
Oh boy!
They do. Pistachio pussy. I like pistachio ice cream. Not
oh,
the nuts.
That's nothing. First of all, that I think tops the cake. I have one, but I think the pistachio is.
No, I think yours was worse.
Oh, maybe. All right.
What happened to you, Nick?
So remember the Sagittarius? Mm-hmm. We love him sometimes. He had texted me a while back, like when we were, you know. When we were entangled.
Years ago.
Years ago. Years ago. Mm. Years. Mm-hmm. And he had messaged me one time. He was like, at like 1 a.m, he texted me. He's like, quickie question mark. And I was like, what? Like, mm-hmm. I was like, at this time? And he's like, yeah. He's like,
what did he say?
He said.
What did he say?
He said, yeah. He's like, I need you to drain me.
Oh. De-spunk those fucking balls.
Excuse me?
Drain? What is he fucking drain? What are you drain on?
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck is that? Like, ugh. That did not turn me on. That ugh. He got a good block section after that. I blocked him.
Drain my balls.
Ugh, God.
But the next question we had, what's the weirdest thing you've done in bed and your sign? We had a Leo say, I'm down for anything, so it's up to my partner. I guess I haven't had adventurous partners. Well, you better go get some. Like, gee. And then I had another Leo say, I tried to tie me up myself because my partner wouldn't do it.
Leo. I love it. Leo's like, you're not going to tie me up. I'll tie me up. Just come fuck me. Just anonymous. Anonymous sex.
Anonymous says, I'll tie myself up and bend over, blindfold my own self.
What's the weirdest thing you guys have done in bed? Faked it.
Faked it. She's like, I was trying to make it nasty.
Make it nasty. Like, get it over with. No. Let a motherfucker watch porn. No, I'm kidding.
I had a Sag pee on me in the shower.
Oh, my God.
Where on you?
All the fuck over.
Oh, my God.
Golden fucking shower.
Wait, but you know, we make fun of golden showers. You know, we're all into them because in actual, I have a friend that used to talk to a girl that was a sex therapist trying to, like, she was studying that. In female, like, in a squirt, all girls have the potential to squirt, but they're not relaxed enough. There's 3% urine in that fluid. It's not urine. Do you know what's in cum?
What's
like a
in
nut?
It?
13%. So if anyone ever came on your face, they pissed on your face. I'm pissed!
Oh, God.
You're getting pissed.
I swallowed a lot of piss then.
Him. I've swallowed a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Damn. And,
How am I swallowing?
I mean, we've gotten golden showers and,
I'm out.
We didn't even know it. We didn't even know it. I didn't even know it. Can you imagine we've all been getting pissed on and pissing on each other and we have no idea? We all, so apparently we're all into golden showers. April flower, April showers, bring May flowers. Get pissed on.
Oh, God.
Get
the
cum shot. Get pissed on your face. It's good for your skin.
Yeah.
Yibba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba.
13% urine on your skin?
From cum. So guys are like, good girl, squirt, it's piss. Actually, you have more piss in your fucking cum shot than I do in my fucking squirt squirt.
My fucking squirtle. Squirt squirt.
Squirtle, squirtle.
Squirtle, squirtle.
How fucked up is that? When I found that, I said, I've been pissed on quite a few times, quite a many.
If that's the case.
I got pissed on my eyelash. That's why I burn your eye.
That's why it burns your eye.
It's the piss for me.
Oh, God. Close
your eyes, ladies. There's piss. And gentlemen. Buckle up. This took a turn. Next ball. All right. Next. Who's next? What's the next poles and hoes?
Who's next?
So for our next poll, we ask, what was your reaction when you read your birth chart for the first time?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no.
We had someone say, confused. Mm. For me, it was like, oh, the stars kind of predicted all the hard stuff about my life. At least maybe that means it wasn't all my fault.
Oh, love that.
I was appalled to have Gemini placements.
I know, she's fucking lying, bitch.
I was relieved to know more about myself. I was shocked to find a Capricorn stellium. I used to say they were my least favorite sign due to a stick up their ass.
We're there with
it's
you.
It's the irony for me.
Because we all have a cap stellium. We're the cap trap, which we're going to do an episode. A lot of us have a cap stellium, so we're going to do it.
Meanwhile, we all hate Virgos. So we all have Virgo in our chart.
Shut the fuck up. I have a Virgo moon.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what when I... We'll talk about ours after. Continue. What?
I was shocked after finding out I'm a Gemini rising after bashing them for so many years.
That's right, bitch. You hate it because you love it. Tutta, I love it.
I was shocked about my Gemini moon and Cancer rising, but after studying my charts, it makes sense.
My aqua friend has that, a Gemini moon and a Cancer rising.
Okay.
Who's next?
And then on Facebook, I also posted one of our memes about the sun, moon, and rising.
Oof.
And I got some crazy ass top threes.
Oof. What's the top three crazy top threes?
Cancer moon.
Oh, God.
Cancer rising. And Cancer sun.
Goodbye.
No. It's a no for me.
You canceled. I'm sorry.
Oof. That's too much moon. I love the moon, but bitch, that bitch is a moon.
Talking to
that's
the
too
moon.
Much water.
All right, Bruno Mars. That's wet. That's not even WAP. That's just a downpour. Downpour.
That's too much.
That's annoying. Okay. I'm kidding. That's it's too wet for
there's
me.
There's a lot of crazy
you
shit
slide
in
right
here.
Out.
So. Pisces sun, Scorpio moon, and Cancer rising.
Oh, it's the that no, what?
Nothing tops that Virgo big six. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
nothing will ever top that.
That was the absolute worst.
We actually got stomach
terrified.
Pains. We shit.
I'm shit.
Shitted on him. I got IBS. Leo. That's fucking terrifying.
Oh, that
motherfucker's like. Rawr.
You know who I'm convinced is a big three, Leo? The Cheetos Cheeto.
Oh, yeah. Watch, he's a Virgo. Wait, Cap Sun, Virgo Moon, Taurus Rising. It's the Gaia vibe for me.
Ooh.
It's like left or right. I don't know if I love it or I hate it. I'm like,
it's a lot of Earth.
Aqua Earth. Sun, Leo Moon, Taurus Rising, all fixed signs in the big three. That's ooh. The most stubborn motherfucker I ever seen in my life. Someone said, don't judge me. Scorpio Sun. Aries moon, Gemini rising. That's chaotic. I'm scared.
I'm scared. Goodbye.
Pod's over.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We wash our hands.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of us, The Astrologers.
All about Uranus.
Hi, guys.
Fucking big tits in your mouth, in your ass.
I can't wait to have them on the pod. We're going to have them.
Manifest.
Every new moon, y'all. Can y'all please just manifest that we have
our growth and the cook destroyers on the podcast.
On the podcast.
Also, if you look them up on Twitter, I'm sorry. I was like, how bizarre. Is that her asshole? She ain't fine. Okay. My man.
Oh, Lord.
You know, we hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode, and we are going to give you a teaser of next week's episode. It's the fucking Gemini season!
Run!
The Geminis are coming! Run! The Geminis are coming! Run!
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 I'm out!
It's motherfucking Gemini. Let me tell you something. Gemini season, I know I always hype it up because I am a Gemini. I love my season. The astrological events happening during Gemini season are going to be fucking sick. They're going to be insane.
They're going to be intense.
They're beautiful, though. Like, life-changing, transformative. Like, and Gemini is going to encourage, like, bitch, change it up. So it's my season, y'all. My birthday starts June 1st to the end of the month. So, you know. Yum, yum. I'm Sailor Mercury, bitch. I got a Virgo moon and a Gemini sun. Hello. Hello. I'm fucking another girl. No, are you dumb? I'm a Gemini, so that's really a threesome. Ooh. Ooh. Dick to my fingers numb. Dick pussy, it don't come with a cherry. I got a plum. Oh, you know, when you fuck with a Gemini, you having a threesome every night. You don't know who's rolling up.
You need extra?
You need extra? Not with a Gemini, because you got an extra. I have the extra. I'm trying to play it again in my pussy. You know, we had to bring back Squidward's nose because she's actually a Gemini.
We had to.
She's a nasty
Gemini. One
time for
cupcake, one time.
I'm excited. I can't wait. But you know, we can't wait to see you guys next week. Suck some biggies, some wop. Bye, fuckers.
Bye. See you next week.
I'd rather ride Squidward's anus. Oh, daddy.